The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. You don't have to be an expert in economy to recognize that what this national government is doing is not only causing our economy to sink lower and lower, it is moving it toward total collapse, and it would seem as if collapse is the goal of this administration. Why would they promote socialism when it's already been tried in America and failed? For the first 2.5 years the Pilgrims were here, they tried to live by a socialistic economic system. They nearly starved to death. Recognizing the seriousness of their situation, their governor, William Bradford, called a meeting of the leaders of the colony. They had long known their problem was this socialistic system they were laboring under. The businessmen who financed their trip had insisted they live by a common storehouse. In other words, they would have put all their produce into one storehouse, no matter which family had raised that produce. Then, they were to take out as little as they could get by with for their own needs and send the rest of it back to England to their financiers as payment for their debt. The Pilgrims knew this would not work, but the businessmen insisted this is how they must do it. The Pilgrims well knew that the Scripture taught that if any would not work, neither should he eat. They knew that even Christian people like themselves had to know that they could reap what they sowed if they were to produce well. However, they felt they had no choice. They had to pay for their voyage, and thus they submitted to an anti-biblical economic system. They had tried diligently for these years to make it work. But an economic system outside the order of God revealed in the Bible simply was not going to work well. They knew they had to change this. So the leaders agreed that each family should have their own private property, that they should take a plot of land and be able to keep most everything they raised on that spot for their own families. However, they did owe a debt to the businessmen who had paid for their trip. So they agreed to take 20% of the crops of each family as a means of paying their debt. The tax would cease once the debt was paid. It worked wonderfully. Governor Bradford would report, "It made all hands industrious." Soon the 20% was much more than the government was getting when it charged a much larger tax. The biblical principle that a man should be able to do with his own what he chose was proving to be true. Families worked harder and produced more when they could keep the proceeds from their labor. The new biblical economy gave the greatest amount of economic liberty and the greatest material prosperity to more citizens than any economy in world history. Our national government should take a lesson from this. Government ownership of business, including the medical insurance industry through a so-called health care system, is a recipe for disaster. The Pilgrims already tried socialism in this land, and it failed miserably. Let's not buy this lie again. The Pilgrims were never hungry again after instituting a biblical free enterprise system. The greatest economic engine in world history grew out of that simple change to private ownership that took place in the spring of 1623. It made the American economy the most prosperous in all of history. Why would we want to change back to a poverty economy? Why would we want to enslave our children with poverty? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.